Republican Governor Nathan Deal and Democratic challenger State Senator Jason Carter have taken swipes at each other, but neither has really acknowledged Georgia's third gubernatorial candidate, Libertarian Andrew Hunt. A recent Insider Advantage poll showed Hunt with 6-7% of the vote. Insider Advantage CEO Matt Towery says Hunt's presence in the race could force Deal and Carter into a runoff. The governor, Towery says, hasn't polled higher than about 47%. He says Carter has stalled at 43%.
Neither campaign has run what I would call a stunning campaign so far. So it's very much a flip of the coin as to whether these guys can both pull themselves up, one Deal over 50%, or two Carter maybe to 47%, which would virtually guarantee a runoff.
But Hunt, who holds a PhD in materials science and engineering from Georgia Tech, says polls don't tell the whole story. He points to former U.S. House Minority Leader Eric Cantor's loss to Tea Party candidate David Brat in Virginia's GOP primary.
Brat was down by 33% in the last poll 2 weeks before and won by 10% because the unlikely voters actually voted. And that's my main voting group I'm trying to reach out to, the unlikely voters. So I feel like my numbers are much higher than any polling ever shows.
Amanda Swafford agrees. She's the Libertarian who's taking on Republican David Perdue and Democrat Michelle Nunn in Georgia's U.S. Senate race. Swafford says Libertarians aren't just would-be Republicans.
American people and Georgia citizens particularly are just tired of the same old and listening to failed promises from both parties. And we're here to fill that void.
Towery says Swafford's poll numbers are about the same as Hunt's, around 7%. He admits that's high for a Libertarian, but says if the election were held now,
you would probably see David Perdue win without a runoff. But a lot can change. Michelle Nunn is going to run a very vigorous campaign. Swafford's numbers will come down, but maybe not enough to keep these two from going into a runoff as well.
Towery doubts Hunt or Swafford will win, but says they could affect the results. Martha Dalton, WABE News.